What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Talking Stuff, the Ohio State Recruiting Podcast, brought to you by our good friends at Byers Auto. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. That's Spencer Holbrook. We're in person. We're down here in Columbus at Roosters, celebrating summer.
We're back. We're far enough
apart
back. To be back.
I can't reach you, which is exactly how far apart we should be. Spencer, speaking of distance, Ohio State continues to grow the distance between itself and every other program in the country on the recruiting trail, despite everyone's kind of doing well. Like, people are picking up at a pace that is extremely unnatural. As we've talked about, there's like three times the amount of kids committed right now in the class of 2021 as there were in the class of 2020 at this time. Kids are champing at the bit to get into a class. And Ohio State is taking advantage of that. The most recent one, Denzel Burke, cornerback athlete from Saguaro High School in Scottsdale, Arizona. If you followed my work for a long time, then you know how glad I am that someone from Saguaro has finally committed to Ohio State. Still not Christian Kirk, but I'll get over it. Denzel Burke, not Christian Kirk, is a guy that I don't want to say we haven't talked about a lot because...
You can be honest.
But we haven't talked about him a lot. And it wasn't because there wasn't interest or that I didn't know that there was interest. Burke himself hasn't been extremely chatty about his recruitment. And it's just one of those things where you maybe it is the new normal, right? But, like, maybe we just have to accept the fact that kids are thinking and willing to commit right now without visiting schools if it's one of the schools that are in that upper echelon. Because Denzel Burke had only done one virtual visit with Ohio State 2+ weeks ago. And decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to take that spot, and now we'll talk about the dominoes of what that means. But, I mean, did you watch his tape? Did you see what do you see on him?
He's really talented, and he can do everything. He would probably – I would say his tag of athlete is perfect. I think he would probably be a top 400 prospect if he was a wide receiver, top 300 prospect if he was a corner, defensive back, hybrid, whatever they are now, because there's not really a set defensive back Ohio State recruits. So to see him where he is in that top 200, 250 range, depending on what site you look at, it's about perfect. I think he's a really rangy athlete. I think he's a instinctive athlete. I like the pickup. It kind of came out of left field. We haven't really talked about him a lot. Everybody's so enamored with, you know, the Tony Grimes of the world. You got Derek Davis. You've got Jalen Davies. And then there's Denzel Burke, who Ohio State liked a lot, but, you know, you've talked about it a little bit.
Yeah.
And we don't have to bring up the library again. But, like, these kids do not need to see campus.
Yeah, every time we've written in the last 2 months about defensive back recruiting in 2021, it's always sort of been like, here's Jordan Hancock, here's a potential Tony Grimes interest, and then you have these other guys on the periphery. There's Jalen Davies, there's Derek Davis, and there's Denzel Burke. I've written his name a dozen times, but it's always sort of in passing, like, he's still in the mix, they're still talking, there's still interest. But again, you just don't really get an idea of how interested someone is until they put in that time and money, and I think that's why the unofficial visits...
Money?
To make a visit.
Oh, okay.
That's why I think sometimes the unofficial visits are sometimes viewed as such a barometer in whether or not a kid is interested in a school, because if a family puts its money on the line and flies out from Arizona to Ohio, then all of a sudden you go, okay, that guy is actually really interested in Ohio State and not just offer collecting or, you know, looking for the clout of putting Ohio State in his top five. I asked Buckeyes sources over the weekend when I was told about what was going on with Burke on Saturday night, you know, who do you see? And I was told Garyon Conley and Denzel Ward.
Wow.
As a that type of prospect. So those are two guys. Garyon Conley, when he came out of Massillon Washington High School, he was an athlete playing wide receiver most of the time for Massillon. He was committed to Michigan when he, you know, ended up flipping to Ohio State. And Denzel Ward was a guy that didn't get his offer till summer camp.
Cardonia, right?
Right. He didn't get his offer till summer camp, so like next week from now. So obviously the ceiling that Ohio State sees with Denzel Burke is high.
Top five pick high.
Right. I mean, those are two first-round cornerbacks, and you certainly don't know where it goes. I think the biggest thing that you can make a mistake in was if looking at recruiting numbers and stats and stuff like that is you see on his 247 profile it says he runs a 4.72 or something like that. And I just – you don't know how
– he probably ran that at, like – some opening regional camp.
Right, when he was 15, and then that's all they have on him. So Ohio State's watched him in film. Ohio State did, and this is a major difference as opposed to like Jalen Davies, for example. Ohio State, Ryan Day did get a chance to see him in person this winter because Ryan Day went out to Arizona when they were out there with Lathan Ransom. So there was an opportunity to get to actually meet Denzel Burke in person and to get to see him move and work in person. So they at least had a better understanding, which is why I think when people are like, oh, well, what about Jalen Davies? What about Jalen Davies? Who they hadn't seen in person, hadn't met in person, hasn't visited either. And now you start to wonder, like, how do they make that decision? And clearly Ohio State's always going to look at it and say, you know, where's the most comfort with the relationship? And maybe that's it. I personally thought that Jalen Davies maybe made more sense in that final cornerback spot.
He
still could. But, I mean, it's highly unlikely now, I guess, that they're going to add a fourth true cornerback because right now there are six defensive backs committed.
Well, yeah, and we were going to talk about dominoes. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, they were.
I think it now comes down to Ohio State had a big, and I think you can look back to 2020 and even look at some stuff there. Ohio State had a big offensive line class in 2020. Do they want to take, how many offensive linemen do they want to take? And if they fall short of how many they want to take in the offensive line category, are they willing to take another defensive back?
Yeah.
If they fall short in the wide receiver category, how many are they willing to take in the defensive back category? I think a lot of factors can go into that decision, but I do think they're more than likely done at defensive
back. Oftentimes that comes down to the player himself, and so I think you still see someone like Jordan Hancock, who is at the very top of the board. If he was willing to take a visit to Ohio State, being committed to Clemson, they'd certainly welcome him in the class.
If you're Jordan Hancock, if you're Tony Grimes, if you're I'll do offensive line too because it seems like those are two of the big positions of need in the class. If you're J.C. Latham. If you want in the class, you're in the class.
Yeah.
Like, there's no saying no to those guys. I think it's very unlikely that Ohio State's coaching staff would say no if those guys wanted to commit. Now, then it's, like you said, just up to the individual player.
But, yeah, I mean, because you have to understand, it's still the player's decision. If you're Jalen Davies, Ohio State's going to continue to recruit Jalen Davies, but now do you want to be the fourth cornerback in a class? And you might not want to be. If I had a crystal ball, I would move that one to Arizona State. At this point, because I think the Sun Devils are the team that was running second there behind Ohio State. Now, what does that mean for Derek Davis? I don't think it means anything for Derek Davis. I think that he's a player who was probably more of a safety slash linebacker slash bullet position, and I don't think that he is as affected by the commitment of Burke as Jalen Davies was. So I don't think that there's any like sense that Denzel Burke committing eliminates Derek Davis.
It's interesting that you say that because we talk about positionless defensive recruiting at Ohio State all the time. Unless you're on the defensive line, you're not going to move any. Derek Davis could not be affected by having a sixth defensive back in here. But, hey, by the way, Ohio State needs another linebacker. So if you take him, okay, do you have seven defensive backs or do you have two linebackers?
Well, that's why you recruit guys who can play multiple spots. And Derek Davis, Georgia is still involved. Penn State is still involved. Clemson, you wonder if they're going to kind of fall out with the commitment of Barrett Carter joining them last week. You know, there's dominoes that are coming around the country. As we talked about, there's three times the number of kids committed right now that there were a year ago at this time. Ohio State does want another linebacker. We know that. I thought, I mean, just to stay on that point or to put a capper on the point, I thought Jalen Davies made more sense from a pipeline perspective than Denzel Burke. Now, comparably, I mean, you have one of them ranked like the number 10 cornerback in the country. One has ranked number 11 and someone's – so they're right there side by side. They're both the same height. They're both very roughly the same weight. But – what you look at with Mater Dei in Santa Ana, California, which is one of the high schools that are like the best programs in the entire country, Buckeyes want Rajon Davis, the linebacker there committed to LSU. They have offered four kids from Mater Dei in the class of 2022 already. I thought that the delay, the supposed delay, I guess, between now and kids getting back on campus would give them a buffer where they didn't have to make that sort of decision right now. But clearly they felt like Denzel Burke fit what they wanted, and he's now commitment number 19, defensive back number 6. Arizona, third kid from Arizona in the last 2 years. And, again, a player that Ohio State values very highly.
Well, you could look at it this way, though. If you recruit Matter Day High School, that's one program. Mm-hmm. But if you keep taking kids from Arizona, you're getting the whole state. And there's a lot of kids in Arizona that are becoming – that state is becoming somewhat of a mini hotbed for high school football. If you can open up a pipeline with most programs in Arizona, I think you're willing to make that trade than one program in Southern California.
Yeah, and I think that from a logistical standpoint, Rajon Davis is committed to LSU still. So it's not like saying Jalen Davis, we have to have you, opens up a door with Rajon Davis any more than it does than it is already opened or closed. So I don't think that you're going to see any real impact, negative or positive, when it comes to Rajon Davis. But, you know, I think what people are curious about, which is what the point of this episode of Talking Stuff is to really break down that board. And I was told very specifically, very explicitly, there are no doors closed at this point for Ohio State when it comes to recruiting the defensive backfield. So just because they have six doesn't mean they're not recruiting any others. They're still going to be talking. Everyone should be preparing for a wild September, November, December. Even schools like Ohio State, who are traditionally pretty much unfazed by decommitments unless it's something that they sort of wanted to happen, it seems very unlikely that you're going to get through this upcoming season unscathed. So it's good to have backup plans. It's good to have other guys that you've been dealing with and recruiting, but the hierarchy, the totem pole seems to be pretty set.
And it almost got a little murkier, didn't it? Because now you've got another defensive back committed without closing any doors. Well, what exactly does that mean then? Are that you is Ohio State actually going to take 7, 8, however many defensive backs are there? Is that actually going to happen? So it's almost, in a way, a little murkier because you just don't really know exactly what they want, what the plans are. Whereas most years, you're like, okay, they're going to take three wide receivers, four offensive linemen, two defensive tackles. You got no idea, but you do know one thing. They have a good enough foundation now. You're going to see them attack the top of the board.
And what you know is that Ohio State is always going to try to recruit, as you said, the best players in the country.
It's going to be an all-out, you know, full-court press on the top of the board. You've got your foundation. You've got your 18, 19 guys that fill out every class of Ohio State, your four-star guys. Now is your opportunity. You've already got that foundation. As long as you can keep those guys locked in, you can go after the biggest fish in the pond.
The simple truth is that at a place like Ohio State, numbers are going to work out. Yeah. They always do. So I know that it's one of those, like, mini plots that people love to talk about and ask about every year. How are they going to work the numbers? It doesn't matter. They're going to take as many great players as they can in every class. And right now the Buckeyes have the country's top-ranked class by a wide margin with 5 or 6 or 7 or maybe even more spots to fill. So go ahead.
Ohio State, I want to put this as politely as possible. Ohio State's not going to stop the recruiting momentum for the number one class in the country for the sake of keeping the number 14 offensive lineman on the current roster.
Correct.
Like, that's just, it's blunt. It might not always be the best thing. I don't know really how they maneuver that, but they're always going to find a way, especially if you have momentum in a class. Your 2021 class, you can take as many guys as you want. It's not really, sure, but you know what I'm trying to say. You're never going to slow down recruiting momentum just because you're going to be over the numbers. The numbers always work themselves out.
Always. And we always find a way to work ourselves out when it comes to Talking Stuff. That's Spencer Holbrook. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been the Ohio State Recruiting Podcast, brought to you by Letterman Row, brought to you, again, by our friends at Byers Auto. Thanks for watching, everyone. We will catch you in a few days. Have a great rest of your week.